This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
I was at my local Piggly Wiggly the other day, got up to the cashier, and there, taped to the plexiglass divider, was a sign that said, "Due to the shortage of coins from the Federal Reserve, if possible, please pay with exact change or use debit, credit, or contactless payment." I went with credit, but we don't have enough coins? Well, yeah, kinda. The Federal Reserve has set up a U.S. coin task force with staff members from the U.S. Mint, Walmart, Coinstar, the Fed's own experts as well. Also, Sherry Reagan, she is the executive vice president and CFO of North Salem State Bank. They are in North Salem, Indiana. Ms. Reagan, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So where are all the coins in this economy?
The coins are actually still available. They are out in circulation. They just are not moving where they need to be. In 2019, we had 47.4 billion coins in circulation, and currently there's 47.8. So we actually have more out there. They just need to get moving.
Yeah, so that's billions of dollars worth of coins, right? Almost $50 billion worth of coins?
Yeah, there's plenty of coin out there.
Okay, so other than me with probably a couple hundred dollars in milk jars on my dresser and my now abandoned office, they're just not being spent? Is that what's going on? Because people aren't going out there and spending money?
You're right. People have absolutely changed their spending habits during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of shuttered businesses. Mass transit isn't running. Laundromats have been closed. Oftentimes, you know, our bank customers have been saving coin and bring it into cash in to go on vacations or trips, and people aren't traveling right now. So they're not taking their coin into Coinstar machines and things like that.
Okay, so as powerful as the Federal Reserve is and as well-intentioned as this task force is, how are y'all going to change consumer behavior? Or do we just have to deal with a coin shortage until, I guess, there's a vaccine, right?
Well, you know, we're currently working on getting communications out to help people address the coin shortage and help address the supply chain, because we believe that it's a supply chain issue and we just need to get the coins back into the right hands.
What happens, though, if I, and look, this is going to sound like a trivial thing, but it's real for so many people. If I have to have quarters to do my laundry and I can't get quarters, what do I do?
And that is the real problem. You know, there's a lot of local retailers who aren't accepting cash right now because they don't have the change to give their customers or they're putting it back on a card. But, you know, these are unprecedented times. We don't really know what it's going to look like in 2 weeks. So we just encourage everyone to look under their couch cushions and in their cars and somehow they get the coin back in circulation.
If you and the Fed and this task force are successful, how long you figure until we're approaching something normal with the coin shortage in this economy?
I don't know that we have any projection of what that's going to look like. I think in some metropolitan areas, bank lobbies are not yet open. So then it becomes, how do you get the coin to the banks? Nobody knows how this pandemic is going to end or how much longer it's going to continue. We're just going to take it one day at a time.
Sherry Reagan is the executive vice president, also the chief financial officer at North Salem State Bank. They are in North Salem, Indiana. She's on the Fed's task force about the coin circulation shortage. Ms. Reagan, thanks for your time, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.